KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Kidnappings continue to be on the rise in Gauteng. Provincial Police Commissioner Tommy Mtombeni says over 2,300 cases were recorded between January and March this year. It's an increase of nearly 16%. Mtombeni says they have arrested 88 suspects linked to 62 cases of kidnapping and rescued 77 victims during the period under review.
Hijacking and attempts, we have 1,338 cases. Robbery related 356. Ransom demanded 144. We are, of course, working closely together with our stakeholders to combat the kidnapping syndicate operating within the province.
The eThekwini Council has accepted a motion to roll out a new whistleblowing platform via WhatsApp. The DA, which tabled it, says if adopted, the platform will allow residents to report those breaking bylaws and submit tip-offs anonymously. Councillor Zoe Solomon says a reference number will then be sent to the relevant department.
Having just a landline where you're trying to report illegal dumpings, illegal occupation, truck infringements from drivers, people that are constantly doing something against the general public and the community, that is a bylaw infringement. It's so important to be able to record that if you're making the effort and being proactive to report it.
She believes the move will improve service delivery and promote transparency. Transport Minister Barbara Creasy has ordered the Airports Company South Africa's board to enter mediation with Airports Coordination Services over a dispute about baggage screening at airports. The disagreement, which also involves the Civil Aviation Authority, has led to ongoing litigation. Creasy warns the fight could affect airport safety and national security. Earlier this week, Aviation Coordination Services said it welcomed the Aviation Authority's approval of an upgrade to replace four critical baggage screening units at OR Tambo and King Shaka airports. The go-ahead was ordered by the High Court, which had ruled in ACS's favour and blocked the Airports Company South Africa from implementing its 3 billion rand insourcing plan. And a European Union official says a 3.5 billion rand package for war-torn Syria is a clear message of support for its reconstruction. The bloc's visiting commissioner for the Mediterranean, Dubravka Suika, announced the funding in Damascus yesterday. She says it will focus on sectors including energy, education, health, agriculture, and helping rebuild Syria's economy. Suika says they want the reconstruction and recovery to be owned and led by Syria. Durban and Pietermaritzburg 21 this afternoon, Richards Bay 22. The top story, Gauteng's police commissioner says over 2,300 kidnapping cases were recorded in that province between January and March this year, an increase of nearly 16%. Follow East Coast Radio Newswatch on WhatsApp for the latest news. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.